Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And it's Tuesday here on the show. I barely made it, but I'm here today. And we got a lot to get into here today. Last night was Monday Night Raw, and a lot of things being built for the next pay-per-view. And not just the next pay-per-view, but the next several weeks. We've got a new women's champion who is going to be crowned next Monday on Raw. And we have no idea how, but we'll talk about that here in a moment. And, of course, we've also got the upcoming pay-per-view. And we've got a mini tournament leading to a challenger for Cody at that pay-per-view. And we'll talk about everything that went down on Raw, including the Sami Zayn-Chad Gable main event with a Chad Gable turn and all of the latest on Rhea Ripley, who did, in fact, as was speculated yesterday, have to vacate the WWE women's title. She's going to be out for a while, and I got a lot to say about that. Talked a lot about it yesterday, but I want to address a couple of things that people have been talking about. So we're going to talk about that. Obviously, tonight is NXT, and we have a number of matches announced for this show and next week's show, actually, because we have two big main events. It is a steel cage match tonight, Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. And it is Trick Williams versus Ilya Dragunov for the title on next week's show, where if Trick Williams does not win the title, he has to leave NXT. We'll talk about AEW Dynamite tomorrow. We've got multiple segments, like 9 segments announced for the show, including, just announced, we will hear from Mercedes Moné. So that should be something. Got Dynamite coming up, Dynasty coming up this weekend, and plenty more. If you want to text us today, I think we'll have a lot of time for questions. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter and X. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi. For real this time. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
4125. How would
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today, Michael.
Do we now?
Yeah. All right, so the first thing, obviously, is Rhea Ripley. She was forced to vacate the women's title on Raw Monday. And got a lot to say. So we talked about it yesterday. First off, how much it sucks when people get hurt. And, you know, yesterday I was thinking about, well, we had this road to WrestleMania. It was her and Becky Lynch. And, you know, who's going to win that match? And I, and actually many others, argued, well, Rhea should retain. Number one, because a lot of baby faces are going over. We should have a few heel wins. And technically, you know, at the time she was a heel and Becky was a baby face. And she's also hot. She's the hottest women's star in the company and one of the hottest stars, male or female, in the entire company. And so it didn't seem right to beat her. And so then the night after WrestleMania, she did a brawl backstage with Liv, and during the brawl she got thrown into a wall and she got injured, and apparently it was an AC joint injury, which is a shoulder separation. And I've suffered a shoulder separation before. Sucks. And you know, there are various grades. It's like grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, I believe. And you know, depending on what grade you have, that tells you the severity. So I don't remember what mine was, but I do remember. I know this will be hard for some of you to believe, but I was once very big and strong, and I could bench over 200 pounds. And after I suffered my injury, I could not bench the bar, which is 45 pounds. I literally could not bench the bar one time. It was bad. And so with an AC joint injury, it's usually, depending on the severity, it's, you know, few, I forget what I wrote in the deal. I think 4 to 6 weeks to regain mobility, and usually in about 3 months, you're good to go, okay? So, serious injury, and we don't know what the severity is, but it's serious, okay? So then, you know, there were people online, they said, you know, if this happened to a man, wouldn't be stripped of the title. And they brought up that Seth Rollins badly injured his knee around the time of the Royal Rumble, and he missed months. They did not strip him of the title, and he was able to make it back in time for WrestleMania. What's so funny?
Just the difference between the two situations.
Well, here's what I thought.
Let's be honest here. With Seth Rollins' knee injury, with the type of knee injury that it was, he was only going to be out about 4 weeks.
Right? Well, we don't know how long she'll be out. It could be, you know, 2 months. Could be longer, okay? But I was thinking about this. Hold on. So, Seth Rollins was the champion at Royal Rumble. And originally, the match, which had been already built for weeks and weeks and weeks, was Seth Rollins, CM Punk, for the title at WrestleMania. And so, obviously, CM Punk also got hurt. And they started to do that storyline with Drew McIntyre. And, yeah, you could have stripped Seth of the title and what? Done a tournament culminating at some match at WrestleMania or whatever. Or you could do what they did, which I thought, I mean, if you look at, we could talk about WrestleMania business later. Nobody can argue that it was a failure, what they ended up doing with Seth and Cody and Rock and Roman. It was a gigantic, enormous success, okay? Now, Rhea Ripley. Well, let's think about this. I want everyone to suggest, who do you believe should be beating Rhea Ripley like right now? Piper Niven? Chelsea? Who? Well, as I thought about it, it's like, okay, we could just keep Rhea on ice for 2-3 months, and then as champion, she just has a match with Liv Morgan, and then she beats her. Okay, you could do that, but honestly, is it not better that the unbeatable Rhea Ripley got injured backstage, was forced to give up her title? Did you see the reaction that she got last night when she had to come out and everybody knew she was going to have to give up the title? She was the biggest babyface last night. And she had to lay down that belt that nobody could beat her for. It was stripped of her wrongly. And now she's going away. And Liv is bragging about it. And she's happy about it. And she says that Rhea deserved it. And Liv is now a full-on heel. She'll probably win the title. Undeserved is how they'll push it. You know, I don't know who her opponent's going to be or whatever. And then they build to the big return of Rhea Ripley at SummerSlam, going for the title she never lost and getting revenge on Liv Morgan, winning the title in that giant stadium or whatever. Bro, that's way better than just a random Rhea Ripley title defense against Liv Morgan. So my point is, I don't know if they had to strip her, but when I think about it, I think this might have been the best thing for her and for her reign and for, you know, her and Liv, both. So anyway, that's what I thought watching last night. She was so over, dude, and people hated Liv Morgan. It's already hotter because of what happened.
Rhea Ripley goes away hot. And for all the reasons that you just mentioned, you don't want to have an injury of any kind to anybody. But if there's going to be an injury, you look at, what can be the silver linings here? And Rhea Ripley departs as hot as she possibly could be, coming off her win at WrestleMania in this long title reign. Nobody has beaten her. You have built-in stories with Liv Morgan now, including turning her to heel. When Rhea comes back, you can see throughout all this time, where are we at with the Judgment Day? Does that, you know, there's so much here that, again, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but now that she's gotten hurt, what can we do? Well, there's a lot actually on the table there when it comes to her. So, again, there's no positive to it other than she's going to come back not only just as hot, I would think, but actually red hotter, because at some point, she's going to be a full-fledged baby face, and maybe we're waiting right now. Maybe they're not sure on what they want to do exactly with the WWE Women's Championship and who is going to be involved in it, because we do have the draft starting up next Friday on SmackDown. So they may be dotting some I's and crossing some T's there, because I would think Liv Morgan is the person to win it, but it's not like she's going to be feuding with Maxine Dupri right after that. Do you bring over a Bianca or somebody from the SmackDown roster so they can beef over that belt?
So they did. They did mention the draft is in 2 weeks, and they also, and they will, by the way, apparently be announcing the match for the vacant women's title on social media somewhat soon. So follow WWE social media, everybody, to find out who's going to be in this match next week.
I'd rather just follow the front page of this website and have them report it for me.
Well, we will. So anyway, they also did something else, which was they should have, you know, they've done this already once with other belts, but they are no longer the Raw Tag Team Championships. They are now the World Tag Team Championships. Truth and R-Truth and Miz were given new belts, which miles beyond those old stupid dime belts that they had.
Yes.
Those stupid round belts with the stupid non-tapered leather strap that just looked horrible. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't even take that as a gift, those stupid-looking belts.
Yeah, kill the coins, kill the pinky rings, too. I hate the big WWE pinky ring.
So they got rid of those belts, and so now on SmackDown, I presume they will now be the WWE Tag Team Championships. And so we will not have that issue that we had when this moron Vince was running Raw and SmackDown, where we had Raw and SmackDown-specific titles, and then champions got drafted to the other brand, and then had to switch belts. Remember when Becky and Charlotte Oscar had to switch belts?
Charlotte.
And Charlotte dropped it, and like that legitimately, I mean, I talked about it at the time, but we found out later it was true. That caused real issues. And it was so stupid. Now we don't have to worry about it. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Sometimes love.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Motor City Machine Guns expected to sign with AEW. Cassidy Haynes said Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin in the process of finalizing deals with the company. Decision has been made. A deal will be worked out. Shelley filed to trademark the term Motor City Machine Guns and MCMG. I don't know what that stands for. For wrestling purposes, March 19, 2024. Finish up with the TNA at the tapings in Philadelphia, March 22nd and 23rd. So, they're a great team, dude. Yeah. Great team. Awesome wrestlers. So, that will be fun.
Note, they also provide a lot of veteran leadership, and yes. I don't know if they're going to be hanging out in ROH at all, but it doesn't really matter. There are so many young guys under contract with AEW and under an ROH contract that, again, when's the last time you saw a bad singles match with Shelley and Sabin in it or tag match with them in it? They can pull things out of almost anybody, no matter their style or experience, so... You know, for those of us who have seen them for 20 years, you know, in a way, it's like, okay, you know, what can they offer? But they offer a ton. They offer an absolute ton. And it's nice to see, as dumb as it sounds, way back before many of you were born, when WCW died and ECW died and All Japan Pro Wrestling was essentially dying and New Japan was in its darkest days, it was like, man... Those Ring of Honor guys, as great as they were, it's like, I wonder if we'll ever actually see them be able to ascend to the top of the wrestling business with the way things are going. And when you include Adam Pearce, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the Young Bucks, the Briscoe, you know, Mark Briscoe right now, the Machine Guns, there are just so many people that I'm just... I never would have thought, I never would have believed it, the way the business was going and the way the WWE was being run at the time and their thoughts on other, look, they still bring NIL people in. They would much rather have that than almost anything else, but you need those other people. And I'm happy to see all of these people finally at this point, really, yeah, 20 years later, really be at the top of the wrestling business and being the ones who are going to move everything forward. Look, Chris Hero, Samoa Joe, there are a ton of them. I'm happy to see it.
Nikki Bella says she recently considered a return to wrestling. She says she's been lifting weights, and she says they always have the wrestling mindset. She said that watching Mercedes Moné debut in AEW had her deliberating about reaching out to Tony Khan. She says, when I saw Mercedes debut and cut her promo, and that line stuck with me. Here we can make our evolution worldwide. Goes into many leagues, is what she means. Doesn't have to be one place, could be all the places where all these women are wrestling at. But, she said, I was not willing to take time away from my son. So she did not call and will not be going to AEW.
Probably the best decision.
Said, wasn't I talking? I go, Bree, I think I can do it for a year. I can do it from here to here. I can go every week. I can be good. But then I thought of Mateo. I had a good week of, this is it. I'm going to call Tony Khan. I'm your girl. I can commit. And then I was like, I can't do that to my son right now.
No.
So.
Not only a young son. Look, you got aches and pains, I'm sure. Look, I'm sure she got excited when, you know, seeing her debut and man, this is awesome. And man, yeah, I'm feeling it again. And then you stop and you think about it a little bit and you go, yeah, no, I shouldn't be doing that anymore. So, you know, hopefully for her, she can pick up some more acting gigs. I can't believe anybody watches Barmageddon, but you know what? If it's working out, go ahead and double down on it.
And then we've got the numbers from this past weekend. SmackDown did a huge number, 2.5 million viewers and a 0.76 in 18 to 49. second highest 18-49 since August 25th of last year. The Masters Golf Tournament did $3.7 million and a .78 in 18-49. So SmackDown held up great for the show the week after WrestleMania. And then Rampage got murdered, 295,000 viewers, and 0.08 in 18-49. It tied with the lowest number Rampage has ever done, and it stayed the same this week despite lesser competition. Last week, they had the Hall of Fame Supercard of Honor NCAA March Madness Women's. As compared to the same week in 2023, Rampage down 53% in overall viewers, 62% in 18-49, although last year they did have NBA postseason game as a lead-in, so it's somewhat skewed. No Rampage this coming Friday. Rampage will air after Collision this Saturday, so another three-hour AEW block, and we should have the... Should have the Collision and Battle of the Belts numbers later on today. And we'll see how that three-hour block did. But not sure about that second Battle of the Belts there. I think that Collision might have done all right, but I don't have a lot of faith in that Battle of the Belts. But those are your weekend numbers. And tonight we've got NXT, which is Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, inside a steel cage. Ridge Holland faces Joaquin Wilde, getting revenge for his friend getting his hand accidentally slammed in a door. Lola Vice and Sol Ruka. Dijak and Noam Dar. Noam Dar's the biggest.
I like that one.
He's the biggest babyface in this company.
Wait. No.
Dude, did you guys watch this segment last week with Metaphor and Oro Mensah cutting the best promo on the show? And then Dijak comes in. And it's Stand and Deliver. There was this video making fun of Dijak or whatever. And Dijak comes in, and he goes, "I want to know who made that video." He's all angry and mean-looking and 10 feet tall. And Tiny Noam Dar, he just stands up and gets right in his face and goes, "I did it." And Dijak looks down at him and goes, "This is your warning. You ain't getting another." And he turns and storms and walks off. And Noam's just like, "Whatever. What's that guy mad about?" I was like, this guy.
Their interactions will be much better than Dijak and Joe Gacy, that is for sure.
So I cannot wait for that match. And that Oro Mensah promo, God.
It was good.
Did you guys all go back and watch Oro Mensah's infuriated promo about Obafemi? It was awesome. Anyway, Thea Hale and Tatum Paxley. Looking forward to that one. Tony D returns, and AOP faces Malik Blade and Edris Enofe. So that should be a rough one for those two blokes. And then Dynamite. Got a lot for Dynamite. Will Ospreay versus Claudio Castagnoli. That should be a great match.
Might be good.
Adam Copeland and Willow versus Brody and Julia Hart. This, of course, is leading to Willow and Julia at the show this weekend.
Adam's only friend.
Yeah. The Elite, Young Bucks and Okada versus Penta, Pac, and Daniel Garcia. That match should be incredible.
We'll have moves.
It'll have a lot of moves. Should be great. Deonna Purrazzo will face Mariah May.
But will there be kissing afterwards?
I don't know, but you know what I do know?
What's that?
There's going to be a lot of speaking. Samoa Joe will speak. Swerve Strickland will speak. Mercedes Moné will speak. John Moxley will speak, and Chris Jericho, Taz, and Hook will speak. So it seems like we're going to have a fine balance of speaking and also wrestling.
You would think that they would, you know, maybe focus on that. When you have so many people speaking on the show, and that's how you're advertising, I mean, at least Taz, Jericho, and Hook are going to have some sort of team meeting, some sort of meeting of the minds there with the other ones. Maybe you should try to spice that up a little bit and actually, you know, maybe throw on there when you're going to have 10 promos, they just don't all have to be Mercedes Moné is going to speak. Maybe they should be speaking upon something and we should know that drama going in. I don't know.
Well, then we got Dynasty coming up with Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson, which should be great. Young Bucks versus FTR in a ladder match should be great. Julian Willow, I don't know if that's going to be great, but I expect a new TBS champion. Willow wins the title and drops the title to Mercedes coming up in May. Adam Copeland, Eddie, and Mark Briscoe versus Malachi, Brody, and Buddy. That should be great.
Who takes the fall? Eddie?
And we'll see. I don't actually have any idea.
Triple count out?
I mean, if you're doing it right, it should be Malachi pins Adam Copeland, and then Copeland beats Malachi in May. That's what should happen.
That's what should happen.
We'll see. And then we've got Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa for the women's world title. Okada and Pac should be great. Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland should be great. Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly should be great.
Even Toni and Rosa, they're probably going to beat the hell out of each other, so at least you're going to have that going for it.
And then Raw Monday, of course, we've got a new Raw Women's World Champion crowned. Miz and Truth versus Johnny Gargano and Ciampa for the tag team titles. And Dominic and JD versus Andrade and Ricochet.
Should DIY be heels?
Should they be heels?
What do you think?
No. We got more out of the babyface run of DIY. Some point they could be, but I don't think for a while. We had to do a break. When we come back, it'll be time for some Raw notes and also your feedback. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com as well. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, if you want a cameo, F4W Online, go get one. They're $25. I've got to do a bunch after the show here today.
Yeah, I heard somebody on Twitter hit me up saying, when are you going to get to the backlog of these gimmicks that you got going on. I'm surprised you didn't do any at the airport.
You're talking about me?
Documenting your rage.
Somebody asked you when I'm going to do a cameo?
Yeah, said you're backed up on them.
Well, you know, got a lot of requests. $25, everybody. Get up there. Cameo, F4W Online. I'll make it worth your while. All right. Question for the show today. Any idea where Adam Cole is on his recovery? I would like to see Cole MJF for All In. 1 year after they had the biggest main event in AEW history, they square off again, this time as bitter enemies. Since Forbidden Door is in Long Island, maybe Max returns there to confront Cole. I have heard nothing on the status of Adam Cole. I mean, the only thing that I heard was like a long time ago, and that was it was bad. What that means, I don't know. But I have not really gotten any sort of update, so...
Means it was bad.
Well, yeah.
So all that's got to heal back up, and then he's got to get back into condition and shape and try to test the thing out. So, you know, that's and I assume that's where Britt Baker is, taking care of him as well, too. You know, there was the talk.
I love when people go that Britt Baker's taking care of him. Like he's.
Well, what is Britt doing right now? I mean, she's got the devil.
It's not taking care of. Listen. She's not the only one.
I love how you take things literally. Like, oh my God, I said Britt Baker's name. Somebody say Britt Baker's name so Brian gets really fired up about things.
Because here's the deal, everybody. She could return at any time. She's like a lot of people in this company. They're just not using her right now. Like, everyone goes, well, you know, she's taking care of Adam Cole. Like, she can't leave the house or something like that. Meanwhile, like, if you go online, like, she's all over the place.
I don't think anybody was saying that literally. Like,
no, some people do. Some people do. Like, she can't be on TV because she must take care of this person. Like, he can't get out of bed. He can't use the bathroom.
Who are these people?
There's a lot of them. But it was just like Moxley. It's like everyone had 1,000 excuses about what the deal with Moxley was. And it was like there was no excuse. They just weren't using him. And then he went and he won the title. And now he's on the show Wednesday. And I don't even know what he's going to do on the show. Because they already announced his next IWGP title match. And in New Japan, they wouldn't have announced that if he was going to have a title match on the show this Sunday. So, you know, he's just back, you know, whatever. And, you know, Adam Cole has been on the television show without Britt Baker. So, like, he can leave the house. He can do things.
Well, we don't know that. He was there talking about Wardlow, and he was telling his story before he got all upset with him. He all seemed to be doing that from a chair somewhere. Could have been in his house. We don't know.
I mean, there's a million people. People on the chat, they're like, you know, the question here. I don't know what's going on with MJF. Like, he had a shoulder injury, but it's been months now, and there's not even, like, hints that he's going to be coming back anytime soon. I mean, they used to do things in the past where they kind of name drop or whatever or do something to kind of tease. There's been nothing. I don't know what's going on with him. He's just not in the mix right now. So if you're asking, like, where people are, they're just not being used. And the fact of the matter is they got, like, 200 people under contract, like a ridiculous number of people. And so, you know, why they're not using, why they didn't use Moxley for a month and a half prior to him winning the title, I don't know. Why they're not using Britt Baker, I don't know. Why MJF is not back, I don't know. They're just not. So I know people want, like, a good reason, but there isn't one.
I want
the Young Bucks vanished. Remember the Young Bucks vanished for months after they signed their contracts. They weren't hurt. There was no reason for it. It was just they didn't do anything with them. It happens.
When's Jeff Jarrett coming back?
Another one. I don't know. Where's Hangman? Hangman's not hurt. He vanished. He disappeared. They just said he was suspended, and he's got. Where's Miro?
Well, we know where Miro is. He's recovering from injuries. He talked about that last week. So at least we have some status on Miro, who says he's going to be coming back full strength, and says Tony Khan's always thinking about wrestling, and he can respect that. So we'll see about this new run with Miro here. We've had several incarnations and stop starts with this guy, but he's at least one where when he does come back, much like Britt Baker, much like Jamie Hayter, much like a lot of people, I think they have enough built up where even though we haven't seen him for a while, even though things have not gone perfectly during their run, as long as Miro goes out there and starts killing people, everything will be fine. And I think the same way when it comes to Baker and Jamie Hayter, too, who, again, I don't know where she's at in her recovery process, but we keep talking about All In as her return to come back. But obviously, she wouldn't just show up that day. You know, I'm sure she's going to be making some appearances before that. So that's another person who that women's division absolutely positively needs. No matter how you cut it, her presence, her promos, how she works, the matchup she has with people, and the fact that she can have a good one. Unlike, no offense to Britt Baker, but Jamie Hayter can have a lot better matches with a lot more different people than Baker or a lot of people in that division can. So she's the one almost over anybody that I can't wait to come back at some point.
Well, it's not even about just that, but it's like, okay, obviously, you know, Rampage is doing poorly. We talked about that here. But like, you know, their business is down everywhere, okay? And, you know, I understand you can't use everybody, but Britt Baker was like a giant star, and Jon Moxley was a giant star, moves numbers. MJF, I mean, we talked about it a million times. I know everybody hated the Devil storyline, but that thing did giant numbers. He did the biggest quarters of anybody on every single show. And where are these people? Like, I understand some people have like good matches or whatever, but where are the stars? Where are the movers? That's my question. So, anyway. How do we even get into that?
I don't know.
Somebody asked me a question and set me off?
Probably.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a couple of Raw notes here. Start from the beginning. So, Rhea Ripley did the deal. Like I said, this was a total double turn. She was 100% total babyface. Everything she said, total babyface promo. Liv came out, total heel. Liv cut a heel promo later. I mean, it was quite effective, is what it was. I mean, Rhea came off as like, man, they gave her the opening segment. They gave her the spotlight. They gave her so much sympathy. Montreal just going nuts for her. So this was very effective.
Bro, with Rock and Roman there, it would be tough. But I'd even throw Cody Rhodes in this mix. Rhea Ripley can be the biggest star in that company. You can build to next year's WrestleMania, her and Charlotte, her and Bianca, however you want to cut it. You can have her close the show on Sunday if she's as hot as she was in the past year. If she doesn't lose any of that, she literally can be, the same way Becky Lynch was for a period of time, the biggest thing in that company, bar none.
Then we had Sheamus and Ivar, which this was just flat-out stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Sheamus' first match back since August. And, like, you know, somebody was mad at me today for saying, like, how of all the things, like, bro, Sheamus has been gone since August. Shouldn't this be, like, a big deal that he comes back? They announced a couple of days ago he would be on Raw, and then he just came out for a match, no promo, nothing, and he beats Ivar, who they note is in line for a North American title shot against Obafemi. Stupid is what this was. Stupid.
Maybe he's showing up tonight and he's going to try to insert himself into that situation and maybe talk some sense into Ridge Holland.
We had the title, the new titles given to Miz and R-Truth. I don't need to talk about this.
This went on forever.
New Day, DIY, and Creed's in a three-way for a tag title shot. DIY won. Good match, great finish. DIY versus Miz and Truth for the new World Tag Titles next week. Had a Drew promo where he just flipped his lid and destroyed a TV. We had Indian Candace versus Maxine and Ivy. Story is that Indy helped Candace cheat, so now they're both going to be heels. The match was short. It was bad. Like, Maxine at least has an excuse. She has no matches. Indy has no excuse. She's been doing this forever, and she was not good in this match.
What about the other two, your friends there, your party girls?
They weren't in this match.
They suck, too.
You found a way to bury Kaden and Katana in a match they weren't even in. Okay. We had an interview with Chad Gable. This was from before the show. And he was training with the Creeds.
Mm-hmm.
Creeds are going heel, which is
fine. Did you see Julius's Twitter today?
Yep. Ready, willing, and dot, dot, dot.
I like it. What does this mean, though, for Otis and Tozawa? I do have some concern about that.
You're going to get killed by the Creeds is what's going to happen.
Either that or maybe they go down to NXT for an extended
That's
period.
Fine with me.
I'm good with that. Otis could be NXT champion and people would love it.
We had Andrade beating Dom, and then they attacked him and Ricochet made the save, so we got a tag match next week. And then, yes, we did have your girls. Kaden and Katana versus Chelsea and Piper, and it was short. It went like 2 minutes, nothing to even write about.
It was just like the other one.
Kaden and Katana were fine. They're good.
I have a four-way with those just to have it completely stink out the building.
You are the worst.
I'm not the worst.
Unbiased. Totally biased.
I am totally unbiased. You're exactly right. Call it as I see.
Literally everybody in the chat thinks Kaden and Katana are good, and you're the only
because
one.
Because they think she's
you're
hot.
You're the lone voice in the wilderness. Both of them are hot.
That's what it is. They want to party with them. They're like in their 30s. Like, come on, stop this.
Liv Morgan promo Jesus. Where she went total heel.
We're going raving. We're going dancing.
We had a hilarious Cody anymore. Promo. They just wanted Cody on the show. Well, so he just came out and did like a stand-up comedy routine with no comedy. He'd talk about this guy. Oh, and then what about this guy? Oh, and have you heard about so-and-so?
He's had to do a lot of monologue training on stage, I'm sure.
Hey, he did great. I'm sure he's going to do a huge number. But he had nothing to say. Nothing new to say at all. And then he introduced Jay for his match with Finn Balor. And Jay speared him and pinned him. It was just like, it was shockingly just average is what it was. And then, like, the last half hour of the show was incredible. So Jay wins. And then the heels try to beat him up, but he jumps the railing and goes into the crowd. So they get one camera guy with one camera. This guy follows Jay out of the crowd, up the stairs, follows him into the concourse where all these fans are going all nutty, follows him as he has to pie face some idiot fan that tried to grab him, follows him all the way out of the building, and he gets out of the building. There's Sami Zayn looking up at the marquee. He goes, what are you looking at? Sami goes, 25 years ago, first show I ever went to in my life, this building, and now I'm returning as champion. And just like then, I'm walking in the front door. So the camera hasn't cut. Same guy. Now he turns and he follows Sami. Sami goes in the front door. He goes through the concourse. All these nutty fans are all going crazy. He goes down the stairs. Everyone's singing his song and going all nuts. Goes all the way back. It was one continuous cut. It was awesome. Awesome.
It's like the kitchen going into the place during Goodfellas. So that type of tracking shot is fantastic.
And then Sami and Chad Gable had a match, and they had no restrictions. They were killing each other. Head drops, suplexes on the neck. It was crazy. Sami wins with the kick, and then he goes to celebrate with his family, and Chad turns on him. Germans him on the floor. Beats. They got so much heat, even more when the show went off the air. And it was great. Sami got his win in his hometown, but they did the heat angle, set up another feud, big heel turn. This last half hour of this show made the whole thing worthwhile. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight, it's the Brian and Vinny Show, and we're back. WWF Challenge from 1986. I believe season one, episode either 7 or 8 this time. I guess I should probably find out. But these shows are fun. And actually, the last one we watched was the first one where it was like, nah, that was just kind of just a show. It's usually a bad sign. So hopefully it picks up as we head on the road to WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, WWF had some decent times in the that time period, so I'm sure things will turn around relatively quickly.
Well, that'll be tonight, and then NXT. We'll be talking about that tomorrow, and you'll be able to check out tomorrow's program. Know what I'm saying?
I do.
What do you think I could do in this cage match? Trick just beats him? I mean, they have to, right?
I would think so.
Unless like Carmelo beats him, and then Trick wins the title, and we go back to Carmelo and Trick for the 80th time. I think that ship has sailed. I think Trick needs to get the win tonight. And then the big question is, does he win the title? Because they have discussed Trick being called up. Mm. And if he doesn't win, he has to leave NXT. However, Ely has also declared for the draft. So,
and he appeared on Raw already. We saw that.
Yes.
So I just wonder if somebody's head is going to end up in that steel door.
A clever stipulation next week. Trick must win the title or leave NXT. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back again with more. Check out WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, and, of course, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Hang out with us in Vegas coming up at the end of May. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.